Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet. Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Emily, here with my sister-in-law, Laura.
Hello, hello.
And before we jump into today's topic, because we're going to be talking all about resources, we wanted to share that we have some free downloadable Bible study resources on our website, risenmotherhood.com/abide. You can find all of those free downloads.
Yeah, and what they are is tools to help equip you to study the Bible on your own. So we have a pretty robust tutorial that even if you've never studied the Bible by yourself and you don't have any other resources around you, you can get this for free mm-hmm. and you can study your Bible, and hopefully it walks you through really, really easily of how to study the Bible. So they're all free for you, and you can thank all of our patrons who have supported us to be able to make those resources for you. And we have kind of a clean minimalist look that some of you probably have not seen quite yet, because we did give them a quick update. And then we've also got like a floral one that's really pretty and kind of romantic looking. It matches our logo a little bit. So we have both of those options for you, depending on if you like clean and minimalist, wonderful, or if you like, you know, feminine and floral, we got that for you too.
Yes. So definitely go check those out. And like I mentioned, today we are talking about kind of resources and how we spend our time as moms when we are wanting to grow spiritually. And, you know, we're all really busy. There's a lot of resources out there. How do we determine what our time goes to? It can be kind of challenging.
Yeah. And I think we're talking specifically today about spiritual growth, because mm-hmm. we don't want to say that, hey, you need to always be doing this, you know, Christian application stuff and not watching Netflix or not having free time with your husband or playing with your kids or whatever it may be. We're just talking about as you grow in your Christian life and as you use resources and employ different things beyond the Bible, how are you discerning those? How are you mm-hmm. choosing those? Because there are so many things out there that are vying for your time, everything from book clubs to Bible studies that other people are offering, different books, social media, blogs, podcasts like ours.
Yeah. there's also all kinds of conferences out yeah. there you can go to. Now, there's conferences online, like Laura and I are recently part of one. There's conferences you can go to in your own area. It just goes on and on. Oh, and if you miss a conference, you can watch all of the things online. So there's right. a million videos you can catch up on. There's so many resources. It can be paralyzing, I think, to decide what to use.
Or it can be really easy to just say, oh, this person said to use this, or that enough. Person. Yeah, like this is a bestseller, so I'm going to read that. And while like sometimes there is value in having other people help you discern with resources, one of our heartbeats at Risen Motherhood is to teach you guys how to discern and look critically at resources that are available to you. Because often Emily and I and the whole Risen Motherhood team, we're often asked for our thoughts about specific Christian leaders or specific authors or conferences mm-hmm. that are going on. And that's one of those things that, like I said, we would prefer that you guys are really digging in deep and doing your own research, because we know that we make errors. Mm-hmm. We're not always right. And we also don't know all the great resources out there. A lot of times we'll be like, we don't know. We haven't really
checked that out.
Yeah. We haven't checked that out yet, you know? And so while we wish we could offer an answer, we just don't know everything. We're just five people on the team that
we're trying to learn this alongside you. And another thing that Laura and I are really passionate about is the local church. And we want to continue to point you guys, as we ourselves need to like talk to the people who are tasked with our spiritual oversight and our spiritual protection, and that those people can really help us discern maybe a little bit better than somebody online like Laura and I. And so, but today we just want to have a conversation about how we are all super busy. We have precious time, and the little time that does go towards this, we want it to be used on things that are really wonderful and really helpful, and to grow in our understanding of what a very, very helpful resource is, and to not fill our time with things that are okay,
right.
but there's something that could be much, much more beneficial for the time that we're spending out there.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those, like, there are a lot of really, really good things and even probably some better things, but what is the best thing? Because your time is so valuable.
I like this verse in Ephesians 5, 15 through 17. It says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. It's something that we're charged with, is to just be wise with the time God has given us and to take it seriously. And so what is the best kind of bang for our buck in terms of time?
Before we get to kind of exactly how to parse that out, we want to recognize that God's word encourages us all to grow in a variety of ways. So we grow through our local church, corporately, hearing the word of God preached and meeting with other believers, but we also are charged to seek growth on our own. And so we want to seek first to grow in wisdom. And so what wisdom is knowledge applied. So we learn about God and who he is, and then we apply that to our lives. And we see that in James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. So we are charged in God's word to grow in wisdom.
Mm-hmm. And additionally, we see this kind of overlapping and paired with the concept of discernment. So Philippians 1:9 says, it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment. And then in Romans 12:2, this is oft quoted, although the whole quote is not always given. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what the will of God is, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So a lot of times we hear that, renew your mind. But in this context, it's for the sake of discerning the will of God and knowing what is good and acceptable.
So first off, outside of any of these other resources, when we're talking about how to grow spiritually, especially like on our own, but also corporately, is reading your Bible, being in God's word. And I think that for both Emily and I, the question we often ask ourselves, or we might ask each other as we're thinking about new resources, hey, am I reading my Bible first? Am I really getting in God's word and understand, getting a firsthand knowledge of his word and his will for my life? And that's just one of those things, again, as we talked about at the beginning with the Abide Method, that's why we've created those tools, is that we want to encourage you guys to get in God's word first and remember that, like, you will wither apart from being in God's word.
Yeah, I love the story of George Mueller, who is a famous missionary, and he was said to have read his Bible cover to cover 200 times, which
amazing.
Would just be amazing. He has this quote, the first thing to be concerned about was not how much I might serve the Lord, how I might glorify the Lord, but how I might get my soul into a happy state and how my inner man might be nourished. For I might seek to set the truth before the unconverted. I might seek to benefit believers. I might seek to relieve the distress and yet not be happy in the Lord and not being nourished and strengthened in my inner man day by day. And actually, I was reading this book called The Spiritual Disciplines of the Christian Life, which is very applicable, by Donald Whitney. And he was talking about George Mueller in his book and how George Mueller had this turning point when he didn't just read his Bible, but he meditated on it, and how that completely transformed the way he prayed, and that was a critical aspect. And so these stories can just really remind us that God's word is essential. And that is really what causes us to grow spiritually, first and foremost.
Yeah, I don't think we have to worry about any of us being at risk for spending too much time in God's word. So that's something that we can always learn to know it more, to love it more, and to prioritize it more in our lives. So let's get to the gospel and look a little bit too, though, about what, I mean, we're already talking about a lot of Bible stuff.
Spiritual growth. I think the main thing we just wanted to bring out in creation is, like, when Adam and Eve were in the garden with their creator, they had direct access to the one who was providing
their... They were not reading books about God. Let's just put it that way.
And their growth. And it, God set it up so they could be in relationship with him directly. But we know that after the fall, that relationship was severed. And so now our hearts turn towards false gods, and we can be led astray very easily by all kinds of other bad doctrines, untrue things, or even just flat out evil things. We worship things that are not of the Lord.
Yeah. So with that, I mean, now we're seeking out worldly solutions for a lot of our problems. The first thing that we often turn to is not the Bible, but instead we're turning to social media, or we're trying to say, I'm just going to go to this new conference because it's all over social media and it's probably good then because somebody's touting it and somebody's saying it's good. Or maybe we become lazy when it comes to discernment. Like we were talking about, we're failing to live up to what God is asking us to do, where we're supposed to apply our knowledge of Him and use discernment. Or sometimes we can swing the other way and be very, very, very strict about what we engage in, and that we pridefully snub our noses at anything that we think might just be a little bit unworthy, or we live in a lot of fear about how, ooh, that thing might really ruin my standing with Christ if I engage in that.
Yes, but in redemption, we see that Jesus died for all of our sin and our failure related to wisdom and lack of discernment and our love for other gods. He took the punishment for that on our behalf, and now He's given us righteousness and He's given us the Holy Spirit so that we can utilize discernment when we look at how to spend our time growing spiritually. And also, we don't have to be terrified that if I listen to a little portion of this thing by this speaker who I don't know if they're associated with exactly the right people, that, you know, my standing with God is going to be compromised because our righteousness is in Christ. So we don't have to operate out of fear. We can have wisdom. We can continue to correct our path as we read the Word of God and grow in our knowledge of what His will is. It's just really great that Jesus has purchased that ability for us.
Oh, it's a huge relief. And someday in restoration, we know that we'll be in an even better state than Eden was. We will walk with God once again, and we won't struggle anymore with discerning how to spend our time or what opportunities we should be engaging in. Instead, we will have all we need because we'll be in the presence of our Savior. So every need of ours will be met, every question that matters will be answered, and our time will be spent just rejoicing in Christ and being with Him. And so once again, we ain't gonna need the books.
It kind of sounds nice to not be overwhelmed by like all these decisions and all of the things that are out there, to have that just be at peace. So, okay. So let's get into the nitty gritty of like, what does it look like to make decisions? You're a busy mom. How do you spend your time with resources? And the first thing we wanted to say is just like, don't hear us say, stress out about this. Start freaking out about all the details. Okay. So hear our heart in this, that it's less maybe about what you actually come to, more about your heart and growing in this. Laura and I all the time still read things and get to know different resources, and then we will change our path. And so just, it can be really easy to get overwhelmed in this in a bad way.
Yeah. Well, Em and I were talking and we were both saying like, you know, 5-7 years ago, I read some books that maybe I wouldn't read today. And
yes,
we recognize that we have grown in our spiritual walk. And at the time we thought it was great, you know, and that's not to say that everything I'm reading today in 5 years, I'm going to be like, oh my goodness, why did I read that? But just recognizing that there is growth that happens and that you grow in discernment, just like you grow in wisdom. And as Emily said, we want to hit this home. It is more about your heart as you choose than it is about the choosing.
Yeah. And another question you might have as we're jumping into this is like, well, is it okay for me to ever spend time reading something that isn't overtly about growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ? Yeah. With the right filter, we can engage in all kinds of resources.
That's right.
And so really one of the main issues here is stewardship of our time. All of our time is a gift for Him. We recently, actually, Laura and I went to the same conference where Jackie Hill Perry was speaking, and she did such a beautiful job of reminding us that we are not redeemed for our own purposes. We are redeemed to give our lives to God and to remember that we are hidden in Christ and all of our lives are His. And so we want to be aware of how we use that time while keeping an open hand and experiencing the freedom of Christ.
Okay, so here's some questions for you guys. You guys know Emily and I love pulling together questions.
Love questions.
Figuring out what kind of time do you have and how should you spend it? So the first thing you want to ask yourself is, what kind of time do you actually have?
Yeah, so maybe you can double up on something. Do you have the ability to play an audiobook, a podcast, a sermon in the background while maybe you're washing dishes or you're on a commute to work or you're going for a walk or you're doing other chores around the house? maybe how many weekends a year do you have that you could do a conference, or you could go off and have a solitude retreat and pray and grow in something? Maybe you have evenings during the week when you can do an online seminar, or you can read some really great books, or especially engage in Bible study with other women at your church. So we should evaluate what those pockets are and be thoughtful and creative about them.
Right, because you might have time to do a Bible study or a book club, but not both. And it's important to kind of know, what do I have and how should I spend it? So the first question is, have I prioritized reading my Bible and spending time with God? And if not, that's the first thing that should go on your schedule.
There you go. That's an easy one to just slot right in.
And Em and I need that kind of medicine. We need to hear that all the time too, because we fall off of these things and we're like, hey, we got to get back on reading our Bibles. So we know how easy it can be to fall off of that.
Yeah. So in addition to that, then how much time do I have to give to these other resources? We've kind of gone through some examples for that. One thing we wanted to mention as well is this question, like, am I involved in my local church? And then have I asked how I can serve in the local church? Because spiritual growth also comes in our serving of other believers. Or for the things I engage in, have we considered, like, what is their purpose? Like, why have I chosen this resource?
Yeah, I think it's important to evaluate, like, am I leaning too heavily on one resource or one ministry or one person? Am I just trusting them blindly and saying that they're my authority rather than the Bible is my authority? Again, we can't stress enough at Risen Motherhood that Emily and I, we A, just don't have capacity to look at every resource, and B, we're fallible human beings, and we never want you to blindly trust us, and we don't want you to trust any other human-run ministry is the reality of it, is that we want you to be looking at the Bible and viewing things and evaluating them critically with a gospel lens. And so have you really thought critically about some of your favorite resources, or maybe the book that you're reading or the podcast that you're listening to? We have a show that goes pretty deep into this of, like, how to evaluate a specific resource or a specific author. It's called Discerning Resources. It's from last year, episode 53. So head there for more questions. But I think what happens, or what's really common, is that we're kind of looking for things that are going to soothe our itchy ears, or they're just going to feel good. And we're naturally, as humans, drawn to those things that don't make us uncomfortable, or that feel really friendly and fun or whatever. And that's fine. There's a place for those. We don't want to say, like, you shouldn't read anything that's fun. It should be really hard and horrible. But we're trying to say is, challenge yourself and evaluate those things with a critical lens and see, like, hey, is there some weird theology in here? Or is the author suggesting some stuff that, you know, doesn't sound like what I've read in the Bible? And if it does, is there a better resource that you can look at than the one that you're currently reading?
Yeah, and that's a key right there. I think questioning, what is the better thing? Another question is, am I willing to stop consuming resources that are not healthy for me? So maybe you are in a book club, or you are in an online Bible study, or whatever the thing is, and you enjoy it and you like it, but you are starting to notice, like, there are better, richer, more true resources out there. Just what does it look like for you to shift into, over the course of time, knowing that this is not a one-stop journey, to grow in your discernment and make different decisions?
Right. So we hope that you can kind of take some of these questions and find, you know, one or two application points to take away from it. And remember that the goal isn't that we get this perfect, or that we get all weird. We have freedom in Christ. He died for that. But the point is for us to recognize, like, hey, you guys are super busy. We're all super busy moms, and we're all just trying to keep our heads above water. So let's do what we can to water the soil of our hearts as God gives us growth. And then also to swap out those kind of maybe mediocre resources, or maybe even some slightly harmful things that we're consuming, with something that is more challenging or more true that we can find that's out there.
Yeah. Just like you'd say to your kids, don't eat a cookie. Let's get a banana for a snack, right? Let's make some healthier swaps here.
Sometimes easier said than done.
So, what is your go-to spiritual snack?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Make it a little healthier. Okay, so if you want to find resources, you can head to our website, risenmotherhood.com/resources. Don't forget to check out those Abide worksheets that you can download for free. And you can find more if you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @Risen Motherhood. Thanks, guys.